And they'll come up then in spring, and they'll get up like this, this high in 1 year.
Oh, in 1 year?
Set them out second year.
Yard high?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had them better than 2 foot, lots of them.
What kind of apples did you grow?
We had what they call a delicious and a wine sap apple.
Uh-huh.
And I had some kind of a, where I bought this place down here, horse apple. We had an old fashioned horse apple, and they was fine.
And are they small or?
No, they're great big apple.
Oh, they are?
I don't know
what that is.
Yeah, big apple.
Mostly, are they for eating?
Wine sap's a small apple, you know.
Uh-huh. Are they for eating, horse apples,
or for cooking?
Or
for anything you want.
There's a
general purpose apple.
Uh-huh. What did people used to call the inside of an apple? Do you remember any old terms?
The part you throw away?
Uh-huh.
Core.
Uh-huh. And how about the inside of a cherry?
Well, you had to take a seed out, you know, there was a seed in there. You bust and pitch the seed out and then cook the cherry, you see.
Did you grow cherries here?
Or? Used to, but you got to where we can't raise them no more, just like everything else.
Is that because of the weather or
another thing, birds are so bad now. Way back on them, man, my grandfather on my mother's side up down the west side, now east of west, he had no telling how many cherry trees he had around this place, man. I've just seen them black with cherries. And they didn't bother them then, but now these birds are, we're getting to where we can't raise corn.
Yeah, that many?
Mm-hmm. Black birds, man.
I see a lot of cloud of them in the sky there.
Man, they're just, my son-in-law went over yonder, just to the right of the church there, first house on this side of the road. He left about 30, 40 bushels right back up a holler over yonder. We've got rain come on us, we're pulling it down, it fell down, we couldn't pull it with a machine, had to pull it by hand. We got to where we got a worm, now it'll cut it off at the bottom. If it's any way late corn at all, they'll just cut and it fall over. And I don't know what to call them, I forget. And he had about another load there, about 25, 30, maybe 40 bushels. And my grandson told me yesterday, I believe, they went over there and had blackbirds that went up under the shelf and said there wasn't a grain of corn left in that field.
Cleaned them out. Hmm. Yeah, you see a whole flock of them.
Yeah. Oh, they just try to keep my hog out there and they just go in there and eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we're going to do.
I guess you can't scare them away.
No, you can't scare them. They'll fly, but then they come right back.
Did your wife or your mother make anything from all the...